This is Judith Ann O'Sullivan from Dunedin, New Zealand, preaching on the 21st of September from Luke's Gospel, chapter, preaching on the 20th of September from Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 19. To 21, and the theme is belonging to the family of Jesus. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 19 to 21. The mother and brothers and sisters of Jesus came looking for him, but they could not get to him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside and want to see you." But Jesus said in answer, "My mother and my brothers and sisters are those who hear the word of God and put it into practice." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever had the experience of watching someone you love working from daylight to dusk, or as we might say, working all the hours God gave them? I'm sure we are all nodding our heads with that knowing smile on our lips as we utter, And what does that experience motivate us to do? Usually we go looking for the person concerned, the person we love, in the hope we may be able to cajole them into taking a break, taking a rest, and all this out of concern for their physical well-being. I wonder, was that something of what Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers and sisters were feeling when they went looking for him, as we have just heard in Luke's Gospel? As they stood outside the crowded room, were they trying to catch just a glimpse of the one they loved and hopefully entice him away from the crowd to have some much needed rest? Or perhaps they were thinking, Jesus belongs to us. He's part of our family. And we just don't get to see or hear him these days. He's always been called away at everyone's beck and call, attentive to sinners, crowded out by the needy, by those seeking to be healed, wanting to touch him. It is interesting that the synoptic writers tell us the mother of Jesus, his brothers and sisters, wanted to see him, to hear him. Or in some translations, we simply hear, they wanted him. Who wouldn't want to see and hear and be with the one they love? Now listen to the response from Jesus when he is told, "Your mother and brothers and sisters are standing outside and want to see you." Jesus simply stays in the moment, grounded in what he is about, namely his Father's will. And so he says, "My mother and brothers and sisters are those who hear the word of God and obey it, put it into practice." Jesus is not distracted from the word of his Abba. He remains focused on teaching the people about God's inclusive love. So what about us? Yes, he likewise wants us to remain focused on what really matters. If we keep his word, we are his family, his mother and brothers and sisters. Yes, we are his family, and thus free to enjoy a very close relationship with him. Now, this is not, as some may tend to think, a dismissal of his mother. How could it be? He is her son, who at the end of his life, as he hangs on the cross, will entrust her to the love and the care of his beloved disciple. In the hour of his greatest need, Jesus looks at his mother with love and makes sure she knows there is a home for her here on earth while she waits to be reunited with him in death. For Jesus, all those who do the will of God are his mother and brother and sister. We can all belong to the family and experience the intimacy of a relationship in which we know what really matters is that we keep God's word and do God's will. In this way, no matter what the crowds, or even perhaps because of the crowds, we too belong to the family. And while we are seeking Jesus, seeking to see him, to hear him, to have him, let's remember he has already sought us out, and he has found us, and that's what makes us family. We belong. Blessings on this day.